Okay, I'm going to call the Senate Resource Committee meeting to order. Today is April 2nd, and it's about 4:05. With us thus far is Senator Wilkowski, Senator Stedman, and myself, Senator Meyer, and acting chair until Senator Giesel arrives at the committee. She's got a bill up in House Labor and Commerce currently, and I know Senator Bishop and Senator Von Imhoff will be here shortly as well. They're dealing with some bills up in finance. Let's see. Senator Coghill is excused. So with that, let's go ahead and start the hearing on our board appointees. But before we go there, I want to thank Ann Krekerberg, our recording secretary. Sorry about that, Ann. And then Ben is doing the LIO here behind me. So on today's agenda, we have three items. We'll be taking up two reappointments to the Board of Fisheries and one new appointment to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. So first we'll take up Orville Huntington and Al Kane because they're both seeking reappointments to the Board of Fish. And with that, we do have, let's see, thank you. We do have Mr. Huntington online, so I welcome Mr. Huntington to the Resource Committee, and if you would, please introduce yourself and explain why you would like to be reappointed to the Board of Fisheries. So, Mr. Huntington, are you with us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Orville Huntington. I grew up in Huntsville, and I live in Fairbanks. I worked here at Tanana Chiefs Conference as Wildlife Parks Director. Worked there for 7 years now. I've served 2 years on the Board of Fisheries for 6 years. And I'm a subsistence fisherman and hunter all my life, and then also rely on the personal use fishery. Some of my family members fish that. One time I had a Y-4 commercial permit, but I don't use it anymore. And I'd be interested in serving this one last term, and because of my health, I probably won't be able to serve after this, but I appreciate any support the Senate Resource Committee may have and whatever influence you may have to have the nomination go forward, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Huntington, and thank you for your service, and we appreciate you taking the time to serve on the committee. Is there any questions from the committee members for Mr. Huntington at this time? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did I hear you correctly, Mr. Huntington? You thought your health might be deteriorating and this may be your last term if you get reappointed?
Yeah, I'm just at an age where it's a little bit hard for a Native person to stay in any board. I think my Uncle Sidney had a stroke at 66, and he is much healthier than I am. He retired off the Board of Game, so I think I could give you 3 more years, but pushing it past that would be pretty hard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Stedman, anything else? No. Okay, thank you, Senator Stedman. So, seeing no other questions at this time, Mr. Huntington, if you wouldn't mind, though, staying with us in case there's some questions that that come up after our next person.
Yes, I will, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. And Senator Bishop is now with us as well. Welcome, Senator Bishop.
Thank you.
Okay. So now I'd like to move on to Mr. Kane. Mr. Kane, I believe you're on the line. Yes, I see you are. So welcome, Mr. Kane, to the Resources Committee. If you would please introduce yourself and explain why you would like to continue with the Board of Fisheries. Mr. Kane,
the
floor is yours.
Chairman. Good afternoon. I really appreciate this opportunity. I was one of our state wildlife troopers for 25 years, and then I spent another decade as the criminal justice planner for the Department of Fish and Game. So I have quite an interest in our natural resources, our fish, game, and habitat resources in the state, and I've spent my entire career helping protect and manage them. 2 years ago, the governor invited me to be a member of the Board of Fisheries, which has been a wonderful experience. I spent 15 years prior to that as the enforcement advisor to the Board of Fisheries, so So I have quite a bit of experience with the board. I've seen and experienced quite a bit of the debate and issues that come before the board. And basically, with all due respect, my wife said I could do another term, so here I am. My main interest is that our great-grandkids have as many or more fish to catch and enjoy as we do today, so it's a great honor to be here, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Well, thank you, Mr. Kane, and thank you for your desire to continue for another term. Is there any questions for Mr. Kane? Senator Wilkowski?
Yeah, so do you have any concerns about the changes that were made to the Cook Inlet management and how that will impact fish getting back to the Kenai River and to the Mat-Su Valley?
Thank you, Senator Wilkowski. Of course I have concerns. That issue is one that has been worked on by several boards in recent years and decades. The establishment of the conservation corridor and all of the other tools and all of the other concerns that are there. I think, to me, the board members really need to be open and listening more carefully than ever to the issues and the sources of input. The Department of Fish and Game has done an excellent job, in my view, of managing things, but there still are a number of economic concerns and escapement concerns, and I'm not sure with the population base the way it is we'll ever completely solve them, but certainly we have to give an extreme level of care to the number of fish that are allocated between the Kenai and Lower Kenai and Upper Cook Inlet, and watch that as vigilant stewards as time goes by.
Yeah. Follow-up, Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, I'll just say that there's at least one of your colleagues who we asked some pretty extensive questions to about both those issues and testified to some things that they didn't ultimately live up to when they got on the board. Not you or not Mr. Huntington, but there are some others on the board that have really disappointed me in the things they said before this committee and what their actions actually showed when they got on the board. Just a comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Senator, I really appreciate that. And I'm not in anybody's camp. I'm here to do the right thing for the fish and to keep the established populations as healthy as we possibly can. That's my ultimate goal. I'm open. I'm not in anybody's camp in particular, and my interest is to do the right thing, not in who is right, but what's the right thing to do with our fishery resources.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kane. Additional questions? Okay, don't see any, but if Mr. Kane, if you and Mr. Huntington don't mind hanging on just for a little bit longer, we have one more appointee that we want to take up. It's actually not part of the Board of Fish, but it's Regulatory Commission of Alaska, and then we'll take any public testimony there may be, and then at that time, any additional questions from the committee members for all three of the appointees. So now we're going on to Anthony Scott, Dr. Scott, I guess is more appropriate. Anthony Scott is a new commission appointee. And Dr. Anthony Scott is with us here today, which is great. So Dr. Scott, if you could, please introduce yourself and explain why you would like to serve on the RCA, Regulatory Commission of Alaska. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored to be considered for the position at the commission. I came to Alaska in 2000. It was my first job out of graduate school. I was staff economist for the commission, worked there for 2.5 years, had an actually pretty terrific time, and launched my career in the state. I've been involved in public service my whole career here, and it's what I'm committed to. I'm interested in serving as a commissioner for a few reasons. In general, I seek out work that involves hard problems that are of consequence, that matter, and where I have good people to work with. Those three elements in pretty much anything is pretty enjoyable. The commission fits the bill, certainly. The last point I'd like to emphasize about that right now is I've spent most of my, well, pretty much all my career working to provide analysis and support of other folks' decisions. It's been rewarding. It's been great. But I'm at a point now where I would relish the opportunity to contribute more directly to decisions myself. So in a nutshell, that's the general set of motivations. I think the work suits me temperamentally and in terms of background and skills and capacities. So, and it's always satisfying to do work that you're reasonably good at. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Scott. Dr. Scott, we were able to see some of the questions and answers that that you provided in the Finance Committee, and then I know you've been trying to get around to as many members as possible as well, so that that certainly helps the process, and I think we all know where you stand on various issues. But are there questions for Dr. Scott from the Resource Committee? Senator Wolkowski.
I don't have a question, but I'm just glad to see you in that chair. I've had the experience of working with you for many years, and I've always been impressed with you, and you're straight and you're fair and you're smart, and I think you're going to be an outstanding commissioner. So I wish you the best.
Senator Wolkowski, through the chair, thank you very much.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Dr. Scott, too. I think we're fortunate to have someone of your talent and education and experience seeking and wanting to be on the on this commission, very important commission. And as we talked about, you've actually been involved or directly or indirectly on the, all the different gas pipeline proposals that that at least most of us have heard starting back under Governor Knowles, I believe. So so you have a good experience, and certainly pipelines are going to be an issue, topic, whether it be Donlin Creek or it be the AGDC or whatever else may occur. So it's good to have that experience and knowledge. Okay.
I have a comment.
Yeah. Senator Bishop.
I'm a man of few words, you know that. We had another reappointment, I believe, a couple, 3 weeks ago. And I was looking at the resume, and she was appointed by Jay Hammond. And the comment I made was, good enough for Jay Hammond is good enough for me. So Dr. Mark Meyer hired you. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Bishop. So at this point, if there's no more questions from the committee, let's go to any public testimony. If you want to stay there, you're more welcome to. Unless somebody here in the room wants to testify. If you do want to testify, you have, if you'll just put your name on the record and then give us your testimony. And it looks like we do have a gentleman, Mr. Richards, Mark Richards. Is that correct? You wanted to testify?
This is Mark Richards, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. And you,
Hi, this is Mark Richards. I'm calling from Fairbanks. I just wanted to state that even though I'm the executive director of Resident Hunters of Alaska, I'm just testifying for myself today personally in support of Orville Huntington and Al Kane reappointment to the Board of Fisheries. Mr. Huntington is a valued voice on the board with a subsistence background, and we really appreciate his service, and we're very thankful that Mr. Kane has decided to put in for another term, and we really appreciate that, and I support him as well. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Richards. Any questions from committee members? Okay. Seeing none, appreciate you testifying this afternoon. I don't see anyone else online scheduled to testify, and I don't believe there's anyone here in the room who wants to testify. So with that, I will go ahead and close the public testimony for now. And let's just open it up to the committee. Is there any questions for any three of the appointees at this time? Okay. Seeing none, then I want to thank all the appointees for their willingness to serve on these very important boards and commissions. So with that, I'm going to pass around a sheet here that we'll sign with our recommendations. Let me just read. This is the in accordance with AS 3905-080, the Resource Committee has reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Anthony Scott from Anchorage, Alan Kane, Anchorage, Orville Huntington from Hulusia. Is that how you say it?
Hulusia,
excuse me. Hulusia. Okay, so, and again, full disclosure, this does not reflect an intent by any member to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Okay, so with that, if members would stay around and sign the committee report, that concludes our business for today. However, the next meeting, we're going to have two meetings on April 4th, Wednesday. The first one's at 9 a.m. It's a Resource Finance Committee joint hearing on the updated outlook on world energy supply and demand, which ought to be interesting. And then the afternoon, what do we do? Okay. So Wednesday afternoon, we're going to hear bills previously heard and then anything else that the chairman wants to take up at that time. And certainly we'll get out the agenda as soon as we know what it is. So anyway, be prepared for two meetings on Wednesday, one at 9 in the Finance Committee room, and then the afternoon one at the regular scheduled time here at 3:30. So if there's nothing else to come before the committee, we'll stand adjourned at 4:22. We're adjourned.